I'll switch there.
Is it on? So we are here. Thank you, Rob, and thank you for all of your attendance tonight. I think the numbers show really the concern within the local area. I'm grateful for the opportunity really to provide some context in terms of my position and our position as a council on this and how... Sorry, my apologies. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be given this this chance to explain my position and the context and the process that has led us to here this evening. So, to be clear, the council were contacted about a month ago by Clear Springs, the company that are acting on behalf of the Home Office, and they are tasked with finding accommodation for asylum seekers across the UK. It was clear at that very early stage that there was a need for all partners, and when I say partners, I mean the council, the local health board, the police, and the fire and rescue service to be provided with much more detail than what was provided initially. So we insisted on weekly meetings with the Home Office so that a lot of the concerns and questions that we had could be answered. As I stand here tonight, I think it's fair to say that the majority of those questions that we posed very early on during those discussions remain unanswered. And that is the reason that we decided as a collective partners, so the council, health board, the police and crime commissioner, and the local MP and other local politicians, decided jointly to bring this to the attention of the public. We had information very late the week before last, which suggested that Clear Springs were of the view that they were now in a position to recommend to the Home Office that this scheme was to proceed. We are still waiting, as I stand here now, for the answers to some of those very fundamental questions. In other words, what are the exact numbers? We understand it's in excess of 300. What the expectation is on us in terms of supporting children, in terms of the education system. The health board have clear questions in terms of their ability and funding, in terms of any health checks and health support. There are so many unanswered questions that remain. It's on that basis, really, and the numbers involved that the council is objecting, and we continue to object to the proposal. I want to make it clear tonight that the council position is not to object to asylum seekers per se, and I think that's a really important distinction. As a county, we've actually welcomed and supported asylum seekers and refugees over the past few years. I'm sure some in the room here will know of families who have taken Ukrainian families and individuals in over the past year or two. Horrific circumstances, families who are really struggling and fleeing war. We have a duty, a moral obligation actually, to support people in need. That's my firm view and that's not going to change. But I am of the view too that to concentrate 300 individuals in a relatively small hotel on the outskirts of Llechi is not the way to support those vulnerable people in the best way possible. We have supported individuals, refugees and asylum seekers over the past few years effectively in Carmarthenshire, but we've done that by using a dispersed model. In other words, supporting people in communities across the county, north, south, east and west, in manageable numbers where they can be given the focus and the support that they deserve. And that's certainly the model that I believe the Home Office should be supporting going forward. So I think that's a really important point that I'd like to make at the start. This is not about the principle of supporting vulnerable people from across the world. That's a given as far as I'm concerned. It's about the model that we use to do that and the concentration and the numbers involved in the Stradley Park proposal. So that's essentially where we are. In terms of action, in terms of what the council is doing, we have written formally, obviously, to Clear Springs and the Home Office, setting out our very clear concerns with regards to this proposal. We've also tried to contact the owners of the hotel. They're not answering phone calls. They're not responding to formal letters, and that's a huge concern. So as far as I'm concerned, that statement that they issued on Thursday is quite frankly meaningless, because were they truly of the view that their hotel was not to be used for this instance, they would have responded. They've had over a fortnight to do that to the County Council formally, and they've not done that. So that's where we are as a council, and we will do all that we can to continue to express those concerns to the Home Office and Clear Springs. But I'm happy to take any questions.